touched on three fronts, both Sacco and Vanzetti were immigrants, working class, and anarchists. But it was their radical political beliefs and actions that got them killed. They were supporters and subscribers of the Italian anarchist journal Cronaca Sovversiva, Subversive Chronicle, and helped to raise money for strikers and political prisoners. Because of these activities, the Department of Justice had begun collecting information on them and other Italian anarchists years before the murders for which they were executed. As a group, the Italian anarchists were being targeted for eradication because they were actively working to dismantle the state. And the more successful they were, the harsher the repression they faced. Of their execution is that the case of Sacco and Vanzetti is not some past aberration of our criminal justice system. We can't just look back and remember and breathe a sigh of relief, because this is how our criminal justice system operates. The state continues to present anarchists as dangerous radicals to be exterminated by the war on terror. Population holds about 40% of the wealth, while the bottom 80% has about 9% of the wealth? Is it radical to want to protect our environment from the destruction wreaked by the unsustainable extraction of natural resources, which profits few?
That was a question I was about to ask you. Why focusing on Sacco and Vanzetti?
Well, Sacco and Vanzetti are a really, really important part of anarchist history to begin with, but especially the history of revolutionaries in Boston. The Italian anarchist movement in this country was really strong at that time, and we're trying to bring back the anarchist movement to be what it once was and then more. We want a revolution, so.
Come pour me a glass of Italian red wine. Let me taste it, call back to mind. Once more in my thoughts is once more in my soul. A story as great, if not greater, than all. T'was 1920, the 5th of May. A cop and some buddies took two men away. Out of a streetcar and out and down. Down to a jail in Brockton town. There's been a killing and robbery. At Slater Morrow's shoe factory. You two gents were carrying guns, and you dodged the draft when the war it did come. Yes, oh yes, tis so, we made for the border of old Mexico. The rich man's war we would not fight, so we made for the border to keep out of sight.
We need to have more courage and speak up and speak out against the evil that we know is here.
Now you men are known as radical sons. You must be killers, you both carry guns. I am a night watchman, my friend peddles fish, and he carries his gun when he's got lots of cash.
Because what happened 81 years ago is happening today, all in our streets, right today in Boston at the Caribbean Festival, where the cops are importing Irish police to conduct surveillance. It's because of the ICE raids at which our elected officials cooperate.
Now let me think and let me see how these two men were found guilty. How 160 witnesses did pass by, and the ones that spoke for them was 105. Out of the rest, about 50 just guessed, and out of those that were put to the test, was only the story of one held true. After 159 others got through. I was right here in Boston the night that they died, and I've never seen such a sight in my life. I thought that the crowds would tear down the town, and I was hoping they'd do it just to change things around. Come pour me a glass of Italian red wine, let me taste it and call back to mind. Once more in my thoughts is once more in my soul. Story as great, if not greater than all.
81 years since the murder of these two working compañeros, it is still happening today. And it is our responsibility to make sure it doesn't happen again. A reporter for the Boston Transcript commented, "There's no story, just a couple of wops in a jam."
Say there, did you hear the news? Psycho worked at trimming shoes. Vanzetti was a peddling man, pushed his fish cart with his hand. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Psycho and Vanzetti are gone. They left me here to sing this song. Psycho's born across the sea, somewhere over in Italy. Vanzetti born, appearance fine, drank the best Italian wine. Psycho sailed to sea one day, landed up in the Boston Bay. Vanzetti sailed the ocean blue and landed up in Boston too. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. Psycho's wife three children had. Psycho was a family man. Vanzetti was a dreaming man. His book was always in his hands. Psycho earned his bread and butter being the factory's best shoe cutter. Vanzetti spoke both day and night, told the workers how to fight. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. I'll tell you if you ask me about this payroll robbery. Two clerks is killed by the shoe factory on the street in South Braintree. Judge there told his friends around that he had cut the radicals down. Anarchist bastard was the name Judge Thayer called these two good men. I'll tell you the prosecutor's name, Katzman Adams Williams Kane. The judge and lawyer strutted down, they done more tricks than circus clowns. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. Vanzetti docked in 1908, slept along the dirty street. Told the workers organizing on the electric chair he dies. All you people ought to be like me and work like Psycho and Vanzetti and every day find ways to fight on the union side for the workers' rights. Well, I ain't got time to tell this tale. The Dixon Bulls are on my trail, but I'll remember these two good men that died to show me how to live. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song.
They were innocent years ago, they're innocent today.
So you know about Sacco Vanzetti and you...
I'm Italian, I'm Sicilian, I grew up in the North End. Of course I know Sacco Vanzetti. Okay. It's part of your history.
Oh, ho, Sacco, Sacco. Oh, ho, Niccolo, Sacco. Oh, ho, Sacco, Sacco. I just want to sing your name. Sacco, 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 Sacco. Ho, ho, Sacco, Niccolo. Psycho, psycho, I just want to sing your name. Oh, Rosie, Rosie, oh, Miss Rosie, psycho, oh, Rosie, Rosie, I just want to sing your name. I never did see you, I never did get to meet you. I just heard your story, and I just want to sing your name. Hey, Bart Vanzetti, hey, Bart Vanzetti. You made speeches for the workers, well, I just want to sing your name. Psycho Vanzetti, oh, Psycho Vanzetti, Psycho, Psycho Vanzetti, I just want to sing your name. Hey, Judge Webster Thayer, ho, ho, Judge Webster Thayer, hey, hey, oh, Judge Webster Thayer, I don't want to sing your name.
We do not even need the sham of the trials of Sacco and Vanzetti, because today, there is no shame, no shame, so they do not pretend to have even a kangaroo court. In addition, our xenophobes in Congress and the press announced that yesterday's Italians are today's Latinos, and it's been stated exactly that way.
Root hog and I, friend, root hog and I, gotta get to Boston, root hog and I. Psycho and Vanzetti die at sundown tonight, so I've got to get to Boston, root hog and die. Well, some come to Boston to see all the sights. Some come to Boston to drink and to fight. Psycho and Vanzetti told the workers organize, so Judge Webster Thayer says they must die. Root hog and die, friend, root hog and die. Gotta get to Boston, root hog and die. Psycho and Vanzetti die at sundown tonight. Gotta get to Boston, root hog or drive. Oh, Mr. Wagon Driver, please let me ride. That's a nice pacing team that you got here, all right. Did you ever hear such a thing in your life? Judge Webster, fair, killing two men.
Psycho and Vanzetti,
root hog and die.
Psycho and Vanzetti,
gotta get to Boston, root hog.
No more disparities. No more disparities. No more immigration raids.
No more.
No more immigration raids.
No more.
No more capitalism.
No more.
Repeating yourself at this moment, we have raids everywhere persecuting immigrants. So this is why the bells are tolling for Sacco and Vanzetti now.
Fear not to relay my cry. Against us is the law with its immensity of strength and power. Against us is the law. Police know how to make a man a guilty or an innocent. Against us is the power of police. The shameless lies that men have told will evermore be paid in gold. The racial hatred and the simple fact that we're poor.
Dear Auntie B, I report you one poem of beauty, black, red, rose. There's a rambler on the trellis and a wild rose in the hedge, with a gay and golden Marechal Neil upon the arbor's edge. There's a sweetheart bud a-tapping at the window of my room, and my heart is singing, singing, for the roses are in bloom.
If nothing happens, they will electrocute us right after midnight. Therefore, here I am, right with you, with love and with open heart, as I was yesterday. Don't cry, Dante, for many, many tears have been wasted, as your mother's tears have been already wasted for 7 years and never did any good. So, son, instead of crying, be strong, be brave, so as to be able to comfort your mother. And when you want to distract her from the discouraging soulness, you take her for a long walk in the quiet countryside, gathering flowers here and there, and resting under the shade of trees, beside the music of the waters, the peacefulness of nature. She will enjoy it very much, and you will surely too. But, son, you must remember, don't use all yourself, but down yourself just one step to help the weak ones at your side.
Keeping the memory of Sacco and Vanzetti alive for social change, for justice, for equality. But we are also keeping them alive on the streets of Boston, in practice, indeed. And we come right here to the heart of the Italian neighborhood to remember Sacco and Vanzetti, Sacco and Vanzetti, Sacco and Vanzetti.
The weaker ones that cry for help, the persecuted and the victim, they are your friends, friends of yours and mine. They are the comrades that fight, yes, and sometimes fall, just as your father and Bartolo have fallen, have fought and fell yesterday for the conquest of joy, of freedom for all. In the struggle of life you'll find more love, and in the struggle you will be loved also.
Whereas these historic events are an integral part of the history of Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and constitute a nefarious precedent that we must strive not to repeat, and whereas on August 22, 2008, the Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Society is holding a gathering at Copley Square and a march to the North End, ending with a rally there. Therefore, be it resolved that the Boston City Council, herein assembled, extends its admiration and congratulations to the Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Society, and in honor of its many contributions, does hereby declare August 23rd, 2008, Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Day in the City of Boston. This resolution is duly signed by the President of the City Council and is to be made part of this official city record, attested to, and a copy thereof transmitted to the clerk of the City of Boston. And I would like to ask the representatives of the committee just to come up and have
them. Here's to you, Nicola and Bart. Rest forever here in our hearts. The
thank you, sir.
Thank you
to Chuck Turner.